This is My Single Mama Diary. My name is Miriam Angel. I think one of the most painful things for me to do as a mom was to leave my little girl behind. I wasn't ready for that. I was not ready for that. It's been, I think, almost a year now. Of course, with me seeing her in between, but I was not prepared for that, and I didn't know how much it would affect me. I didn't know how much I would like, I didn't know how much it would affect me, because it got to me a lot. When you have someone in your life and you have someone who's constantly in your life, and that was it with my kid, because the moment I gave birth to Saumu, I stayed with her. I was with her. I gave birth to her in campus. After campus, I got a job. I moved in with her and my nanny, and it was good. And I was just like, we're gonna struggle together, we're gonna push through this together, I'm gonna learn how to be a mom, and I'm just gonna make all my mistakes and learn and go through it together with my little girl. And that's how it was for me for a very long time. But it gets to a point, or for me, it got to a point whereby I had to change, or I had to decide if I wanted a better life for my little girl, or if I was comfortable where I was at that time. Hence the move. And the move was so crazy, man. So I used to work at Urban Radio in Kisumu, and that was good. You know, that was my first job, and I was happy as a news anchor, and then later on a presenter, and it was all good. And I had my little girl with me, and I had my nanny. Everything was fine. I did 3 years. Was it 3 years or 4 years? I did 4 years in the company, and everything was fine. Everything was good. My little girl was there with me. She was growing up. I was watching her grow, and then she started going to school, and everything was just fine. Now, it gets to a point in your career and you're just like, am I going in the right direction? Do I feel like I've hit the ceiling? Do I feel like I need to move? And so at that point, I felt like, you know what? I needed to move. And it was so weird how things happened, because I felt like I had hit the ceiling. I wanted more. And then our company decided to lay people off. And one of the people who was laid off was me. And I was just like, oh, shoot me. No. But luckily for me, I had another job at the time. I used to be the marketing representative at the Ron Bynd restaurant, one of the restaurants that I used to host karaoke for. So when that happened, when Urban Radio laid me off, I didn't fall hard, because at least I had something to lean on. And I was just like, okay, this is happening, and cool. So I left that, and then I started doing the marketing thing on this other side, on the restaurant. But you know, thing is, most of the times, you know what you want, and you know what you're into, and you know what you're passionate about as a person. And for me, radio has always been it. You know, radio has always been it. So I never stopped searching. So fast forward, I applied for a job in Nairobi, Family Media, Radio 316. So I had to make a choice. That's when I had to make a choice. I had to decide if I'm going to carry my daughter with me and go with her to Nairobi, or if I'm going to leave her with my sister for a while as I figure out my work situation, as I figure out my job and my career situation. And that was crazy. Now, when I did it, I didn't think it would take this long. I was just like, because I remember packing up her bags, and I was just like, Mama, we are going to visit your auntie. And she was super, super excited, because she loved my sister's kids. I packed up for like 2 weeks for her. And I was just like, yeah, 2 weeks, I'll be ready. Everything will be fine. Took her to my sister's place. And then I remember telling my sister, you know what? She's just visiting. I'm going to take her back after I figure out my work situation. Because then I remember back then, I was, I think this is one of the things that I'll talk about when you're going through depression and anxiety and you don't realize it. And at that point, I was going through all this and I didn't realize what was happening. You know, I didn't realize what was happening. I didn't realize that I needed a shift, that I needed a new environment. And when I got to, after I left my sister's place in South Nyanza, Sunny Sugar, where I grew up, I came back to Kisumu for a while, went to Nairobi. So then I did a little bit of tarmacking, just going to different stations, trying to figure out if they could hire me. Yeah, it actually happens. People do tarmac, and I didn't understand it until I decided to do it on my own. So I did that. I went, I tarmacked, and I did like different radio stations. And luckily for me, Family Media responded. And at that time, Energy Radio also had this MVP thing going on. And so I applied for the two of them. you know, you're like, you know what, let's just apply and see how this whole situation is gonna go. So I applied for the two of them. After that, Energy did the top listing of top 100. There were like over 2,000 people who had applied for this position. So top 100, I was among the top 100. So I was super, super excited. I was like, hell yeah. If you do follow me on Facebook, you know, y'all really supported me through this, because there were a lot of people sharing my post and talking about the fact that I needed it and everything. And I'm so grateful, because then I hit top 100. I was just like, oh yeah, this is happening. Now, right at that moment of hitting top 100, Family Media called me for an interview. And I was just like, oh, hell yeah. So they called me for an interview, and then I had gone back to Kisumu again. So I traveled back to Nairobi, and I asked my best friend if I could crash with her, and she was cool. So I went for the interview, and then they asked me, when can you start? And I was just like, as soon as possible. You know when you're looking for a job and then it actually comes through, you're like, God, you responded, you said yes. I'm so, you know, you're super, super excited. So that's what I was experiencing at that point. I was so happy, I was excited, and I said, you know what, I can start as soon as possible. I just need to go back to Nairobi. I just need to go back to Kisumu, pack up my suitcase, then come back. I went back, packed up my suitcase, came back. I signed a 1 month contract, because they were like, you know what, we need to have you on probation. And probation happens in every company, as much as I hate it. So I wasn't a 1 month probation. So just started my work very well. Now, if you know Family Media, it is a Christian station. Now, Urban Radio was a secular station. So for me, the shift was a little bit hard, but it was somewhat easy as well, because I used to listen to Radio 316 a lot, you know, and I just liked the music, and I just like, you know, some sort of encouragement and all that. So for me, I kind of understood the kind of conversation they were having and how their shows were. And so it was easy for me a bit. Now, right in between 3 weeks into it, something happened. No, 2 weeks into it, I get a message from Energy, and they're like, you have been selected among the top 40. Guys, do you see where I'm going with this? So I've already gotten this other opportunity. I'm already on a 1 month probation. But then this other job that I'd applied for just responded and said that I'm among top 40. And I'm just like, OMG. And they're like, you need to come in for an interview. So then I call my friend, and I'm like, yo, what should I do? These people just asked me to go in for an interview, but I already have this job with these other guys. What should I do? And my friend was like, you know what? Just go. It's an interview. Nothing bad can happen, right? So I said, well, cool beans. I came for the interview, did the interview, left. And I was so frustrated after the interview, because I felt like I had messed up. And I was just like, oh no, I screwed up big time. The next thing, I think after a week after that whole period again, I had proceeded, you know, to the next phase of the interview. So I was just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Now that was the final stage. That was the very, very final stage of the competition. So now I don't know what to do. Yes, I proceeded, but already have a job on this other side. What am I going to do? I'm literally have 2 weeks left on my contract, the probationary contract. I have 2 weeks left. Now something happened in between that I still don't. Now that I'm talking about it, I feel like I'm at peace with it, because I wouldn't have had this conversation if I wasn't. I think at the point when all these things happened back then, I was salty and I was bitter and I was in a dark place. But now I made peace with it. If you know Energy Radio, you know that everything they do is online. It's everything is on social media. Everything is digital, everything. So my interview was on their platform. Now, one of my colleagues at Family Media decided to go to my boss and tell my boss that I'm in that competition, and that I should, it's like when you commit a crime and you're being told you need to turn yourself in. Yeah? So she was like, Miriam isn't on this competition and she needs to come clean. Now you might be thinking, girl, you're trifling, she didn't say that. No. I also thought she didn't say it. So when this thing happened, I traveled back to my sister's place to just check on my daughter and then just sort out a few things. So I was there for like 2 days, then I came back. Now on my way back, the HR at Family Media calls me, and then she's like, when you get to work, can you not go and do your show? By then I had the breakfast show. Can you not go and do your show and just come in for a meeting? And I was like, okay. I realized at that moment that this was going to be about that whole competition. Now, when I went into work the next day, the first person I met was this girl. And then she was like, hey, so by the way, I saw your competition. By the way, congratulations on that. You guys are almost in the final phase. But then I was just like, you know what? I don't even know how these people found out about the competition, because these are two different companies, you know? And then she's like, you know, yeah, I'm the one who went to our boss and I told him. I was just like, you know what? You need to at least come clean with this whole competition. Have you ever felt like banging someone's head on the table multiple times? I'm not advocating for violence, but that's what I felt at that moment. I was like, girl, what did you do? I'm like, what did you do? Why are we fighting? Why are we fighting? I felt so bad. And I was just like, oh, that's what you did that. And she's like, yeah, you know, probably you guys are just going to have a conversation. So fast forward, I got called in for the disciplinary meeting. And then they're like, you need to pick a side. Decide if you're going to be on energy or if you're going to be on family media. Then I said, you know what, guys? I'd actually applied for these jobs at the same time. And I'd applied for the energy job before I even got called in at family media. And I said, it's fine. I'm going to pull out of the competition. Now, right in the middle of that discussion, I remember saying, I have a 1 month contract with you guys. And if you want me to pull out of that competition, at least give me something solid to work with. And then this lady said, I'm certain we can work out something, but in whatever decision you make, just think about your child. Now, do not pull a child card on any parent, because all parents want stability for their kids. And at that point, that's what I had been working towards. I wanted something stable for my child and I. I wanted a stable job. I wanted a stable career. And I was just like, okay, fine. I have this battered hand, so I'm going to take it. So I came to energy and I was just like, I cannot continue this. I cannot continue with this competition. I need to pull out because of this and this and this and this. So I explained my bit. I wrote a couple of emails. I CC'd family media. I CC'd energy. Then I pulled out of the competition. Now I feel like that was the dumbest thing I ever did. But I didn't know at that point, because being me, I'm too trusting. And I'm just, I always believe that people can't be so mean, or I'm still learning, okay? I'm still learning on how to operate and deal with people around me. So then I go back to family media. They put me back on air because they had pulled me out of my show. So they put me back on air and I'm like, okay, fine. I went back. I did my show for a week. Now I have a week left. So I decide, you know what? How about I go talk to the HR and follow up on the contract, on a full-time contract? Then before that could even happen, I get a call from the HR. And then she's like, yo, come see me. So I go to her office and I'm right there. And then she's like, Miriam, unfortunately, we cannot continue working with you. Say what? Say what now? You asked me to pull out of that competition. Why did you do that if you knew you're not going to keep me? And then she's like, no, you know, I remember telling you that here we make decisions so fast and unfortunately we can't continue working with you. I wish you luck. Guys, this is happening. The competition is already done. They already have their winners. I've been left out to dry. I was shattered. I was so shattered. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to get a stable career, get a stable job, figure things out for my little girl. And it was gone. It was gone. And I remember, because I'm very prayerful. I pray about everything and anything. I remember looking up and saying, God, this is a Christian station. What's happening? Why are they doing me dirty? You know? And I was so bitter and pissed. And I went home. My friend picked me up. And I went home and I cried. And I was confused. Now, this is the thing. I'm like, do I go back to Kisumu and start from where I left? And I'm like, is there anything to go back to? What do I do? My little girl is with my sister. I'm trying so hard to figure things out. So I was shattered. I was shattered. I was stressed up. I cried a lot. I couldn't stop crying. I would go down on my knees and I would just cry to God. And I would just tell him, please figure things out for me, because I don't know what to do. Now, if you know me, you know that I'm a hustler. And you know, if you pray, God opens doors. So what I did, I was just like, you know what? Let me continue trying. So I wrote a mail to Energy. I was just like, I was in this competition. I pulled out because I was working for another radio station. And they just let me go. Now, I am still looking for something. I know you guys already chose a winner, selected your presenters, but is there anything I can do? That was my mail, and that was me asking, and that was me reaching out. And luckily, head of programming over there was just like, you know what, let's meet up. So I was just going there having an open mind, not knowing what was gonna happen. And the next thing, he was just like, you know what, unfortunately all the presenters have been selected, however we have a producer role. A producer role? If you have been a presenter for quite some time, that's the last thing you ever want to do. That's the last thing you ever want to do, because you're like, no, you know, because you know how presenters and producers relate, and you know how it just goes. And if you have been a presenter, you don't want to take a back seat. You want to be there. You want to be doing all that. You want to be talking on air. You want to be the presenter. You want to continue being the presenter and not taking a back seat. And so here's an offer that I'm just like, huh, okay, I am gonna do it. And luckily for me at Family Media, if you're a presenter, you are a producer as well. So I had learned with all the experience that I had from Urban and from a little bit of experience from Family Media, it was easy for me to get things done. So that's it. So I got the job as a producer at Energy Radio, and that's where I am at the moment. Now, when I started this conversation, I was like, the most difficult thing is the fact that I am away from my little girl. I can't count how many times I've gone to bed and I cried and I told God, I still cry to date. I'm like, God, I need to be with my little girl. I need to be able to see her. I need to be able to hold her in my arms, because this is the longest time I've ever been away from my little girl. And yes, we do talk on phone, and she is so grown. And every time I talk to her, she asks me, when are you coming back? And then we have this conversation, and I'm like, I miss you. And then she says, I miss you too. And I say, I love you. And she says, I love you too. And I had to teach her how to say, I love you too, over the phone. And it's so sad that I cannot hug her and hold her and lie next to her and wake up next to her. But for me, that's the sacrifice I had to make. That's the sacrifice I had to make, because if I ever weren't a good life for my little girl, if I ever weren't something stable for the both of us, I had to move. You know, I had to move. I had to make a step, and I'm still working on it. But I'm crossing my fingers and I'm praying and I'm hoping, because my thing is that I want to bring her to me by next year. So I'm crossing my fingers and I'm praying on it. But the most difficult thing for me has been to stay away from my baby, to leave her behind. But thing is, every time I look back and I'm like, why did I leave her behind? I'm like, yeah, I left her behind because I'm trying to figure out a good situation for the both of us, so that we may not be in a struggling situation in the future. So I feel like, as much as it's painful, the sacrifice, it's worth it. And being able to talk to her on phone, at times it's quite painful. I talk to my sister, and then she's like, today she's moody. I feel like she kind of misses you. And then we talk, and then she tells me everything she wants. And she has changed a lot. And it's like my little girl is growing and I'm not there. She's growing and I'm not next to her. She's growing away from me. And it pains me so much. At times, as a mom, you make sacrifices, and you make sacrifices for the right reasons, and eventually things pave. This has been one crazy and emotional episode for me, because I miss my daughter. And at times I'm like, is it worth it? I think it is every single bit.